Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're going to officially welcome a member of the United States Congress to the show here momentarily. Before I do that, let me see. He's on the line. Let me check the division standings of the AFC West. Vegas, Roddy Davis, Vegas Raiders. Are they 0-3? Can you confirm that for me? 0-3? Wasn't this a competitor in that division?
You know, we like to start slow and then it makes us winning.
I guess.
Us winning the division that much sweeter. But, you know, 3 plays from 3-0 and we didn't lose to the Colts.
Oh, well, that is a good point. The Chiefs took a dump last weekend. But how are you this afternoon? Haven't chatted in a while.
I am great, and 10 seconds into chatting with you, I'm regretting it already.
Well, let's start on a serious note because of what's happening in Florida. It's just devastating. It's unfortunately meeting all these expectations. You know, one of my friends and clients just asked this question. John Sullivan said, what do you do if you have an EV and you're down in Florida? What would you do at this point? That's a good question, isn't it? Now, mind you, I think it's fair to say gasoline might be a little bit tough, too. But if you have an EV, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you are. I mean, unless you have a whole house generator running on natural gas or diesel fuel or regular fuel that then you can then charge your car. But I think it's unrealistic for most American families not to always have an internal combustion engine. And that's something that families are going to have to take into consideration and put the political rhetoric to the side and do what's best for their families.
You know, Congressman, one of the things that I said yesterday is this is the moment. These are the moments where government really does have a huge responsibility. You've seen Governor DeSantis in action. You have all this help from other states and communities. And then the federal government's going to help out as well. And one of the things that I pointed out as a juxtaposition, if you will, is we got $400 billion going to student loan payoffs. You have another $12 billion going to Ukraine. And money's just handed out like candy. But this is really where we need the money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, when I got to Congress a little less than 10 years ago, one of the first votes I had to take was Superstorm Sandy relief. And I voted for the version that a lot of my Republican colleagues voted against, because I think if there's one thing that the federal government should do well, that's help our communities recover from a disaster.
I agree.
And we've seen it in St. Louis. And frankly, that's something that I've tried to do over my time in Congress by getting some of the rules and regs changed around disaster assistance getting to even some of our smaller communities. But the devastation in Florida is so immense. But the federal government's going to play a role. The taxpayers have to play a role because we've got to do what's right for the Americans who have been impacted by the storm.
But I bring up the comparison with the money that's being spent elsewhere because I can't see. I know there's particulars when bills get passed that some people might not like, pork here, pork there, and all that. But I think that you'd have a general consensus from the people in this country that this is money, if we can make sure that it's wisely spent, because there's always going to be abuse, that's where they think taxpayer money should go, not to pay off student loans for kids that, you know, majored in sociology.
Well, I mean, there are a lot worse majors than sociology even. And in the end, Mark, in the end, I'm surprised by some of the arguments and political gymnastics some of my colleagues do out here to vote against common sense things like disaster relief. But the student loan expungement or per se is what the Biden administration is calling it, really is just a shifting of the burden. Those kids that are going to get that student loan expunged are still going to have to pay in the long run for that expungement, as is every other American family. Taxpayers who didn't get that degree in sociology or the one you got in clay pot therapy, you know, those majors are going to end up paying some, but so is everyone else.
What's the update? Help me with some procedure here, Congressman Ronnie Davis, on stopgap funding bill. I guess the Senate voted on this. Does it come back to you? What are we funding here now with this?
Well, what this is a continuing resolution adding some provisions in regards to FAA, operations and FAA fees that fund the hiring of FDA employees that actually do good work. They're not the ones making the political statements that we've seen come out of some of those agencies in the last couple of years. We've also added some funding for Ukraine. I think we're at a crucial point in our ally Ukraine being able to push back against Russia. And I'm telling your listeners, please don't listen to the rhetoric. We as Americans have always got to be on the side of duly elected democracies and democratic leaders like the prime minister of Ukraine. We cannot be doing Vladimir Putin, a totalitarian evil man with an evil regime's bidding. Let's make sure that we come together and at least be able to debate good policies like adding Ukraine funding to this package. But in the end, it's really a continuation of the Trump budget. We're still working off a Trump presidency budget, and the funding from last year will be continued for a short time. And then hopefully we can continue to work to save taxpayer dollars in a long-term spending bill before right after the election and before the new Congress is sworn in.
Congressman Ronnie Davis from Illinois is with us this afternoon. You knew, because I know we referred to her a couple of months ago after this tragedy. Jackie Walorski, who was a fellow congresswoman from Indiana, killed in a terrible car crash earlier in the summer. And Joe Biden seemed to think that she was in the room yesterday at a bill signing. I mean, this keeps happening, Rodney, and it's uncomfortable, but it keeps happening.
It does. And you know what's even more disappointing is you had the communications director double down rather than just saying, "Hey, the president made a mistake." You know, Jackie was a freshman with me. She was a very good friend of mine. I was at her services in South Bend, Indiana. It was tragic. Jackie did work on those issues and should have been honored by the president. But at the same time, if the speech told him to recognize her in the room, then that's an utter, complete failure on behalf of one of his staff members. But more than likely, he just didn't follow what was written there and made a mistake. And there's one thing I found out about the Biden administration. Nobody there wants to own up for their mistakes. I mean, the American people will forgive anyone in a decision-making position if they make a mistake, own up to it, and don't make the same mistake again. But he's had Afghanistan withdrawal issues. He's had this. He's had other mistakes that they double down and try and defend themselves and make themselves look stupid.
Yeah, well, Sue just made that point. We were talking about it in the monologue a little bit, and that was what she said. Look, just admit, say you made a mistake, and move on. But they don't want to do that because I think they're going to open them. They think they're going to open themselves up to more questions about his mental health. Hey, the other thing that we've been talking about quite a bit here is the Safety Act in Illinois, and this whole thing is just crazy, Rodney. I'd love for you to weigh in. I don't know if there's anything. Obviously, the Congress can't do anything here. There have to be changes in Illinois. But when you see some of the details of what's going to happen in your state come January, at least according to the state's attorneys, it's pretty horrifying.
It really is. No cash bail has been a disaster wherever it's been implemented. And it's a program that's going to allow criminals to commit a crime, walk back out into the street, and be able to commit the same crime against the same victim. Unfortunately, it's going to lead to an increase in crime and an already increasing criminal environment that we're in many of our major urban areas. And frankly, it's spreading to the rural areas that I even live in. It's a big deal. And in the end, the voters are going to have to decide whether or not the issue of crime and the issue of fear and the issue of what we're seeing allowing criminals to be coddled and back out on the streets to continue to attack their victims, is that going to be the number one issue they vote on? Or is it going to be on a fake issue like the Dobbs decision, where unfortunately for the state of Illinois, nothing has changed with the immense over-access to abortion services in my home state of Illinois. But they're using that as the issue to scare people rather than, and then criticizing us Republicans for scaring people about criminal activity that's happening in their neighborhoods, which is factual.
So you lost your primary earlier this year with some district changes, and you're in your last few months of being a member of Congress. How do you feel right now about the way the midterms are shaping up, and do you feel pretty strong? I mean, I think the House looks safe, but your thoughts on the Senate and what you're seeing across the country in some of these other races?
What are you talking about? I lost, Mark. I objected to those results. I won. I still think that we can win the House. I'm very confident about that. I'm looking forward to a Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. I think Kevin will do a phenomenal job. I'm pretty optimistic on the Senate. I mean, look, you're not going to have a problem in Missouri. Eric Schmidt's going to cruise. I still think Eric made a tactical error saying he wouldn't vote for Mitch McConnell when he didn't have to win that primary. Hopefully he's learned from that, and hopefully he's going to go out to Washington, which I know Eric can be a phenomenal senator and somebody who's effective like Roy Blunt from day one. He will be your senator, and I think we can win some seats that people aren't expecting in places like Colorado, Washington State, New Mexico, and Nevada.
Is there any chance that Pritzker loses in your mind, or is it just, it's just baked in because of Cook County and the Democrats?
Well, it just depends on the turnout model. Look, man, our polling and data had us winning until the turnout model changed over the last weekend that we weren't, no one was prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to who's excited to vote. If Democrats are excited to vote, obviously in a state like Illinois, and conversely in a state like Missouri, it'd be the other way. But Democrats are more likely to win in Illinois on a statewide basis. If the vote model is an increase in turnout along both sides, I certainly hope we can have some Republican victories. But it's going to be up to each individual candidate to decide whether or not they're going to be able to have the resources and campaign to get their message out and win. I certainly am going to do everything I can to elect Republicans.
All right, Ronnie, thank you so much. I appreciate the time this afternoon. Good luck to your Raiders because you're going to need it. Just saying.
I got it. There you go. Go Raiders, she sucks, buddy.
See you later. Bye. Rodney Davis, Illinois Congressman, with us this afternoon.
Get more at 97.1 Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.